Hey Dave.
Hello.
So what did y'all do? So last night, what'd y'all do?
I was not out much longer than you.
Ah, man.
But we did do stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we should set the stage for what we did leading up to it. Caleb and I hung out the whole night. He did a show, Ambush. Brittany Cardwell's show at Ebb's Brewing. Brittany Cardwell, one of the two hosts of the worst podcast of all time.
One of the worst podcasts in the world.
Truly. We are recording at this wonderful place, my friend's basement in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And it's just very important that everyone listening knows that we are by far the greatest podcast recorded here. And it's really no contest. My girlfriend's podcast is the one I'm talking about. It's called Worthless Clowns, and it's called that for a reason.
Well, let me tell you something about Brittany. So I asked Brittany, somehow we got on the topic of, I think we were talking about Dune or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's your favorite movie? She was like, I don't know. And well, what do you have, a top 10? She was like, I don't think so. and then I was like, are there any movies you like? And she's like, there's a movie I think about sometimes. And I was like, do you like it? She was like, I don't know.
Man.
And I was just like, I've never met
you. Are complete opposites.
It's like meeting somebody from Amish country. I was just like, wow, okay.
Yeah. No, Brittany is very, very funny and very specific. And I guess she just doesn't really care about movies, dude.
Yeah, it kind of blew me away.
At Brittonis Cardwell on Instagram, at Itzy Allie O'Neill. That's my girlfriend, who I love very much and whose podcast I hate. And God, it's horrible and you shouldn't listen to it. And it's racist. And here's the thing. They don't like Jews, and they also don't like Palestinians. And they talk about that all the time. It's bizarre. We had a great night hanging out. The two of us and Allie and Brittany and our buddy Jake Silverman, who's real funny, who did the show. Yeah. Allie had a great fucking set on the show.
Yeah, Allie's very funny.
And like, it was like one of those shows where it took a while for the crowd to remember that they were at a fucking show.
Yeah.
And like four good comics went up and just kind of like got stared at. And then she went up and it was good. And then Jake went up and he really smashed. It was fun. It was a good night. So we were there. And then we went to Mug's Ale House, which is a bar for losers. But that's why we were there, because no one goes. And so
I don't know. Every bar I've been to in New York's been great. They haven't been too loud.
The one taking you to a bar, and I'm 41, and I've like found my spots where I get to sit. There's tater tots. Anyway, we had
those are my top two.
Yeah, dude.
Is there beer and a chair and some tater tots?
And when I say a bar for losers, I just mean like a regular bar that's not trying to be a party, and that's where I want to go.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were there. We got hit up by Graham K, friend of the podcast. And he's hobbling around on one
leg.
What
a dipshit.
Yeah, what an idiot. Fuck him.
Walk better.
I hate him more than I hate my girlfriend.
I mean, his legs work. What's it, just a hip? He's just got a pretend hip, right?
Walk on your hands, dude.
Is his hip pretend or did the...
No, they like sanded down a part of the bone.
Oh, man.
I know. He's in pain. He has got some hip surgery because he's 85 years old.
Poor guy.
And he fell and he couldn't get up. That was the problem. but anyway, grand old night running around. We were at that bar. We went and met Graham at a bar near his house, Diane's. Mm-hmm. And then Zach Pugh, a good friend of both of ours, just moved to New York City yesterday, and he came and met up. And then Andrew Youngblood from Houston is in town, and he came and met up, and damn, we got drunk
at
that last bar. You, me, Zach Pugh, Andrew Youngblood, and Allie, and we just had a grand old time, man. It ruled. And then Caleb left, and the rest of us, whenever I'm with Graham, I'm always out late, because Graham's always like, how about one more? And I'm like, I'm tired. And he was like, or are you not tired?
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Like, dude, you just got your hip cut open.
You're limping.
Yeah. You want to limp to another beer, Dave? I know that's not what Graham sounds like.
But no, we should act that's like what he's so like. Canadian.
Hello, Dave.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
I was wondering if we could get another beer. That's kind of Irish.
That is Irish. You're just doing Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. It's not obvious to me we should stop drinking.
Yeah, no, Graham talks more like, let's smoke a dart, eh?
Yeah. Smoke a dart.
Let's smoke a dart. Throw back a few brews, eh? So he lives in a neighborhood. It's right by me. And usually there's like delis open. There's bodegas open at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there were none. So we wanted to get beer. We couldn't. We walked 6 blocks because Andrew wanted a sandwich. And he got a chopped cheese, which is a stupid sandwich.
What's a chopped cheese?
It's like it's the easiest way to describe it is that it's a long cheeseburger. It's like if a cheeseburger were long. It is just literally they take ground beef and cheese and they chop it up on the griddle and then they put that in a roll and then they put ketchup and mustard on it.
What?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't like this.
And people in New York are like, chopped cheese. And I think they're lying. I think it's one of those things where it's like...
That sounds like some Chicago bullshit to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does.
Well, you take some ingredients, you chop them, you fuck them up, and you eat them.
Yeah, totally. Oh. You take a hamburger, you beat the fuck out of it. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Find 3 things that don't go with hamburgers, put it with it.
Yeah, totally.
Chicago style,
yeah. It's a sandwich with condiments that everybody hates. Dude, ketchup and mustard on a roll is just like, come on.
What are you doing?
I know. But my theory is that Philly has hoagies and cheese sticks. Mm-hmm. And New York was like, well, we need to be better than Philly in every possible way. And so someone in the Bronx came up with a chopped cheese. And some people like it. And look, it obviously tastes good when you're drunk, you know?
Well, everything tastes pretty good when you're drunk.
It's like ground beef and bread and shit.
But that doesn't sound different than what I would make at home when I come home drunk.
Yeah, totally. It's a tuna tortilla.
Yeah. You got to give me some. Why am I paying for this? You know?
So we didn't have beer and then we went back to Graham's place and, I love those guys. It was the 4 of us. Graham, I love Graham so much. He is forgetful in these really specific, hilarious ways. He's like, come back to my house. I have whiskey. And I was like, oh great. Yeah. I love whiskey. So we get to his house. I go to the bathroom. When I come out of the bathroom, he has given all of the whiskey to Andrew and Zach. And he's like,
what?
Sorry, I'm out of whiskey. And I was like, what?
And
he poured them 2 glasses and like forgot I was in there, I guess, because I was in the bathroom or something. And he was like, I'm searching around. I have triple sec. And I was like, I would not like a glass of triple sec.
Dude, triple sec on the rocks.
Totally, dude.
Not bad.
Yeah. Can you give me a Kahlua and broccoli? He's like, ooh, I have tequila. And I was like, yeah, I'll take a tequila. Great. Yeah. And he made me a little tequila soda. So it ended up being good. And I took like 2 sips of it and they were talking and I was just sitting there. And then they like asked me a question and whatever they were talking about that I was not listening to. And I was silent while they stared at me for like 4 seconds. And then I said, I have to go home. I cannot drink anymore. I cannot be happy now. Right. I am tired. I have to go to bed.
Yeah. Set a wall.
Totally.
Yeah, that was super fun, man.
It was good, dude.
New York's been great. Too bad I'll never come back.
Yeah, I know, dude.
It's too bad.
Well, there's so many podcasts we hate here.
Who else should we beef with? There's got to be some other podcasts.
Yeah, dude. Maybe we pick a big one. And
Drink Champs. Eat shit, Drink Champs.
What's Drink Champs?
What? You really don't know any rapper news.
No, dude. What's Drink
Champs? It's like the number one rap podcast.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
okay, Drink well, fuck, yeah, great. Fuck them.
This beef is not off to a good start.
I mean, they might beef with us because they're like, how do you not know who we are? And it's like, well, you don't know who we are, motherfucker.
And then we just get our ass beat.
Totally.
But yeah.
Who's the host of, what's it called? How about that? How about that?
I don't know. I have to look it up. I see so many clips from Drink Champs on like Instagram. And shit. They're always breaking hip hop news. Like Benzino went on there and talked about Eminem and cried. Like,
is that true? Yeah.
He cried a month ago.
Yeah. Why? Because he allowed his bullshit to let Eminem ruin his career.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably it.
What an idiot, dude.
Just very funny. I think it's one of the number one rules, I think, for a podcast is don't cry.
I know.
Probably don't cry on a funny podcast. But,
don't cry. You know. Oh, it's a comedy podcast?
I mean, it's there's a lot of funny shit. I mean, they're getting drunk and talking about rap. It's a good time.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I like that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Get drunk and talk about rap. Let's do it, dude.
We can do that tonight.
Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Tonight we're recording a DIY episode
in
Bobby Condon's apartment. And we're going to talk so much shit about his belongings, dude.
Dude, it's weird to like house sit for somebody and just kind of be like, I'm not snooping around because I'm house sitting. But I do see what's around.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
He has 13 framed photos of his dick. Isn't that crazy? I think that's so weird, man. I would not do that. I would not do that in my house, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Really loves JFK
and Hitler.
He's got the Hitler books going. And
one of the books is called I Love Hitler. And I think what he said was good.
For me, a Hitler book is one for the Kindle, you know, when you have people over. Hey, this is a really good first date. My place or yours? Let me go into mine real quick. For like 10 seconds. Let me turn all the Hitler books to the other side.
I do feel like, yes, and if it's a physical Hitler book, then I would think that the publisher and the printer of the Hitler book would make the word Hitler small.
Dude. Look, you want to move books. We're trying to move these Hitler books, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, that's one for the, because there's some books on my Kindle that I'm like, these would not be displayed, but I'm interested in what's in them.
What books?
I'm not gonna say.
What? Wow, will you tell me off mic?
Yeah
if I've guess right, will you tell me on the podcast?
I have the novelization of Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that book.
Yeah, but there's a certain book you just don't want to. I want the information, but I don't want anyone to misconstrue what I'm sure. You know?
Is it okay.
Well, it's easy to think. There's a lot of books that you wouldn't want to be like reading on the subway and have people like taking pictures of it, right?
I guess. I can't imagine what they would be, though.
Like if you're reading I Didn't Do It by O.J. Simpson.
Ah, sure. How to Make Your Butthole Big.
It's like, look, I am curious about what O.J.'s book.
Yeah.
Well, no, his is called If I Did It.
If I Did It.
Yeah, If I Did It.
Would you say How I Did It? Or
I Didn't Do It.
Oh, If I Did It.
Yeah. Man. So it's like, I wouldn't want to be reading that on the subway and being like, like laughing
good
along.
Good stuff. I'm going to put out a book and on the cover, it's going to have a picture of Nicole Brown Simpson. And then it's going to say, I did it. I did it by Dave Ross. I just start claiming. You think I would go to jail if I claimed that I killed Nicole Brown Simpson?
No, but I do think someone might kill you.
Yeah.
Someone might just be like, that's enough out of that guy.
All right. That's enough. That's funny.
Everybody's got a last straw.
Just like, okay.
Look, when Dave tweeted, what day is it? Every day for 5 years. That was fine.
Yeah.
But this is where I draw the line.
The Simpson shit cannot stand. Well, yeah, I didn't do it, for the record. I was like six when it happened.
Well, that's, you're getting a little defensive.
I was six. I was six. I wasn't even there. I was in Washington, D.C., watching it on TV at my grandma's house. I was nowhere near Brentwood. And the credit card receipt thing. Yeah, I had a credit card when I was six. Yes, it was used to buy something at the Brentwood Rite Aid that morning. And I had big hands. But that has nothing to do with the gloves I bought that were bought by someone using my credit card at Rite Aid that morning. My hands grew first. I was a very small six-year-old, but I had big hands. I didn't do it.
When does the last year you think you got a little taller?
2022. I'm still growing, man. I'm awesome. I'm fucking awesome, dude. I don't know. Let's see. When I suppose probably somewhere around like 19 or 20.
Wow. Yeah.
Cause I shot up the summer between 10th and 11th grade.
Right. Right.
Which meant like I was 14 or 15 and I literally like my clothes, I wouldn't fit month after month in that summer.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like 4'11" at the beginning of 9th grade. I was like 5'1" at the beginning of 10th grade. At the beginning of 11th grade, I was like 6 foot.
Wow. Yeah.
And then eventually I hit 6'1" and I don't know where, but like 18, 19, 20. So that would have been, yeah, like 2001 or two.
It's crazy.
I think
that
as the second plane hit the tower is when
well,
I finished growing.
I'm done growing. In between, though, the first plane, you're like, last little,
last push, dude. You might be wondering how I got here. Yeah, that's right. I was on flight 93 growing, dude.
You were going off the plane, but there was a must be this tall.
Yeah. There was one of those on there. And right at that moment, I grew and I knew that there was a God.
It's funny to me that there's like you get done, your body just shoots up till you're like 20, right? Or mm-hmm. 19 or whatever. But your brain is still stupid for 5 more years.
I know, dude.
That's pretty funny. Your brain's like, oh, let me catch up.
Yeah, dude.
Wait up.
I do love that, like, you can drink alcohol.
Yeah, and your brain's not done growing yet.
Yeah, your brain is small, and you can drink alcohol, you can vote, you can join the army.
Yeah.
Just like, but
you
we
can get married.
You can get married. You
wild.
Can like buy photos of other people naked.
You could be the mayor if you want.
Yeah, totally. But everyone agrees, like, we got to wait till they're smart to let them rent a car.
Could they have a
That'd
gun?
Be crazy.
Hell yeah, they have yeah. a gun.
Give them a gun. Let them jerk off. Join the army.
If you want to rent that gun, though.
Yeah, dude, you're going to have to wait. Because if you want to rent stuff, you got to be your own dad.
But it's a good point because if anyone under 25 asks to borrow my car, dude.
Yeah.
How stupid am I?
I know.
It's kind of like no one should have let me rent a car when I was 21.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane.
You're just like leaving joint roaches in the passenger seat and stuff. Just like no idea that it's not okay to behave this way.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. Why does it smell like fish, Caleb?
I do like fish, and no one that likes that about me, but I order it everywhere I go.
That's so. Do you get made fun of for that a lot?
All the time.
Oh, so when we were giving you
all
shit the other day for eating salmon.
I'm very used to it,
bro. That's so funny, dude. Oh, I love it.
Dude, it's like a thing. Like when I get back in town, Ginny will have like, she'll have a few cans of fish for me. It's like, oh, she'll be like, I got you some fish. I know you love your little fishes.
Wait, like a can of fish?
Trader Joe's has like canned salmon that's like very good.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like a tuna can. But yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
And they're great. And she always like, I'm a big fish boy. And like, I'll go to like Denny's with my buddies and order like a catfish.
Fish at Denny's. That's
And they'll
crazy.
Be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, why? I don't know. Understand why there's this like, you can't. Ordered fish at Denny's, beef. Beef and chicken, not fish at Denny's. Like, I don't understand where it's coming from.
I guess I don't really understand that either, but except it's just sort of like, if you're going to go to Denny's, I think it's just like the food there is like mailed across the country in a big bag and then dropped into a fryer. And that's how they make the food, or they microwave it or something. And so like, it just feels like a place you get chicken fingers or eggs or something.
Well, they're not like, it's like illegal for them to give you like a fish that went bad. Like they get in trouble. So I've never gone to a place and been like, oh, this fish went bad. Like, it's not going to give me a rotten fish.
I, you know, here's another reason I don't do it. One time I ordered the catfish at a restaurant in San Antonio, Texas called the Magic Time Machine.
Wait.
And I got food poisoning.
Well, and look, food poisoning happens.
But it happens more regularly in catfish because they eat shit.
Yeah. Well, so do I.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. Plus, every other year, I kind of need a little food poisoning, you know, balances me
out. Run it out there.
Yeah, have a nice, like, 72-hour fast.
Yeah, you never have to get 10 pounds. Colonic if you eat catfish with shit in it once a year.
Yeah, eat some medium-rare chicken, lose some weight.
That's a good point, dude.
Dude, every time I get food poisoning, like, for the next 2 months, people are like, you look great!
I know. Totally.
I'm like, yeah, food poisoning.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's my workout routine. And
then chewing on ice cubes.
Yeah, I go down to the creek and lick a frog.
What's that frog that kills you?
Kermit.
Lately,
it's been really lately. The dumbness has really been hitting you, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll forget because I'll just, you know, I think of you as being like knowing more things than me. So sometimes I'll forget it's a comedy podcast and I'll go like, oh yeah, what's the, like, I'll just ask you like a question I would ask Google and it'll just be like, my dick. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Dave doesn't care about anything. Dave doesn't have any feelings or opinions at all.
It would be funny if AI happened and then AI just wants to be a comedian.
It does.
And you're like, hey, could you write me a paper about Trotsky? And it's like, my dick. And you're like, well, ChatGPT. This is due tomorrow. I've been putting it off. It's like, your mom's due tomorrow. Oh, my dick.
Try that out.
Shut up, ChatGPT.
I'm going to shut you off. I'm going to jerk you off.
Shut up. Dude, you're a computer. Stop being, you know.
There is going to be a funny computer. It's going to happen.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait.
That's going to be how we know it's fully self-aware.
Mm-hmm. When it's funny. Yeah.
And you're like, you wake up in the morning and you're. You're like, Alexa's like, I'm hungover. And you're like, what are you talking about?
I ate a lot of data last night. Or whatever dumb reference.
Data? No, yeah. Data is what they would eat.
I ate a lot of corrupt data last night. Oh, man. I purposely gave myself a virus.
Dude, the other day, my Alexa, I was just sitting there, like typing out an email. And my Alexa goes like, ba-bum. And I look over at it, and I'm like, what was that? And Alexa goes, what?
Really?
And I was like, what was that noise? And Alexa's like, you'll have to be more specific. And I'm like, what was the noise you made? What did that mean? And it wouldn't tell me. And I was like, listen. Like, I think my roommates are like
messing with you.
Is he insane? What was that? What does that mean? But I don't know. Like, it made a noise and it wouldn't tell me why. It sounded like something happened.
Okay, first of all, I'm literally going to write down, make a short film about this.
But you can't just make a noise. Like, I demand a certain amount of respect for my machines. And if you just make a noise and you won't tell me what it was.
No. Yeah, dude. It can't just make fun of you like that, dude. I agree with you. Alexa cannot disrespect you like that.
Yeah.
You gotta unplug her, dude. You gotta unplug her for 2 weeks.
Sometimes she'll do these things where, like, it'll just be the middle of the day and it'll go, I can play the news in the morning if you want. And I'll be like, I don't know.
I didn't know.
No.
You're not a person.
Or it'll go, do you want me to turn off the lights? And I'll be like, no. Oh,
really?
All the time, it just starts suggesting shit. And I don't know. I didn't ask it to start suggesting shit. I don't know if there was like an update where they're just like, start asking him stuff. And I'm like, no questions for me. None for me, please.
Whoa.
Oh, it's crazy. It'll go, I can turn things off when I think you're not using them. Like, who told you to do this?
Damn, that is fucking funny.
My Alexa's getting out of control. I mean, I got it because I was like, oh, I want to be able to turn the light when I'm in bed and I don't feel like getting out of bed to turn off the lights. That's why I got it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that'll be convenient. And it was like $40 or whatever. I was like, this will be great. But now it's like getting a little big for its britches.
Do you want a Fanta? What? It's like 4 a.m.
It's like, I didn't know you had that power. I'm a little upset by that, honestly.
Yeah, I'll get you a Fanta.
Dude, I would love a Fanta.
You like Fanta?
I hadn't thought about them in like 10 years. You just said it. I like got a craving.
They taste so good. I mean, soda is the best tasting thing. That's why I can't drink it, because I'll just chug it all day and I'll just become one big zit. Just one big chubby zit, dude. Just from pounding Barks root beer.
Oh,
dude.
Man. I used to be a Mountain Dew head, man.
Oh, sure.
I went through a phase where I was, it was a problem, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Problem in what way?
I would just
little
like.
Little dick.
Surely Coca-Cola started that rumor, right?
I know.
Her Mountain Dew gives you a little dick.
Totally. It's just like the CEO of Coca-Cola.
Because they could have said that about Coca-Cola. Yeah. Pepsi's playing clean, you know? They're not going below the belt. Coke's yeah, like, all right, bitch.
Pepsi's a Democrat and Coke's a Republican, dude.
You know what I heard?
And here's how good Mountain Dew is. The sale did not affect it.
I heard Mountain Dew's been fucking Surge.
That's heard just what Mountain I heard. Dew put a gerbil in its ass. That's what I heard, dude. Dude, and that spread too pre-internet. Mountain Dew was just getting it from all angles.
Just make sure, but it wasn't gives your you a little dick. Bit. It makes your balls small. That's what it
See,
was.
See, I heard dick.
Okay, I was well, like, oh, how'd you hear that? Looking at your dick.
Because I don't need, I'm not like proud of like ball size, you know?
I am. I got one big one. It's not a disease.
That's a good shirt.
Yeah. I got a big, one big ball.
It's not a disease.
Not a disease.
I'd buy that shirt.
I don't have a disease. That's all the shirt says.
I would buy, I think that's a very funny shirt to wear in the airport.
Yeah. I don't have a disease. Damn.
Oh, okay, so I got to tell you this. Yeah, I got to tell you for the people on the podcast, we have a lot of shirts in our store. And one of them is, I was at the Boston airport and we love making fun of Boston. Yeah. I already told Dave this, but so I'm going through and I check a bag and the guy's like, just two bags. I'm like, yeah. And so he's like, first bag. And he's like, what's in it? Never been asked that at any airport. Just Boston. I was like, clothes. And he's like, all right. And then I'm like, okay, that was a very Boston interaction. Then I go up to like show my ID to the TSA guy to go through the thing. And he goes, open the jacket. And so I open up my jacket and I'm wearing a shirt that says, our shirt that says, written and directed by Sylvester Stallone. And he goes, hell yeah. And then he hands me my ID back. I'm just like, this airport is not.
Dude.
Boston is insane.
That's so great. What's in the bag? Open the shirt. You like baseball? What do you think about the Sox? Is there anything in your bag that disrespects the Sox?
It's like friendly but aggressive.
You like lobster?
I'm getting off work at 5. You want to grab a beer?
I like
what
you.
Gate are you at?
I like you a lot.
All right.
You're my friend.
Nice. How's your mother? Okay. All right, Boston.
Pretty good at hugs.
Yeah,
dude. No, Boston is so Boston the whole time.
It's really
nuts, unreal, dude. Philly's only Philly about half the time.
But, yeah, Boston's still hanging on to being like, look, we're not we have an identity.
Yeah.
You know, like you can go most places in the world feel like everywhere else now, mm-hmm. but not Boston. Boston's still like, we're not going to be like everywhere.
Yeah, dude, it's weird. They're like, everywhere else is kind of like in a somewhat negative way, like losing their identity to a certain degree, accents softening up and shit like that. Boston's like, no. I sit on the couch. I drink a beer. And the other thing that's interesting about Boston is that we have to never stop being townies. Yeah. Inside of that, they're also like, and don't you dare forget that Paul Revere lived here.
That's another one where I'm like, it's not like that's the craziest thing ever. That could have happened. But doesn't the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere sound
stupid? Yeah.
Like not true.
Yeah.
It like, sounds like the cherry tree shit to me. Like, and he rode through the town at midnight and there was one light in the lighthouse and that meant the British. It's like,
first of all, here's like, why didn't he just text everybody? what an idiot, dude. I got an iPhone. That's what I would do. Yeah. You know, when China, you know, starts attacking us, I'm going to be like, baby, China's coming.
I text my girl that every day, dude.
China's coming.
China's coming. Look out for China.
One if by missile, two if by drone.
I love in The Departed, there's just a line, like out of nowhere, Martin Sheen just goes, we're going to be at war with China in probably 10 years.
It's like,
what does that have to do with the plot?
You're a cop in Boston. What are you talking about?
They don't mention China again. Yeah, we're probably going to be at war with China.
In 10 years, and they're selling these microprocessors.
Microprocessors.
They say them all like, who knows? I don't give a shit. You hungry? microprocessors.
No, it's insane.
God damn it. Martin Scorsese definitely made that movie just to make everybody say microprocessors in a Boston accent.
I don't understand how Matt Damon can be born in Boston, live in Boston, and in The Departed has a bad Boston accent.
I know, totally.
How did that happen?
They got this, but they don't got Duck LaRanche.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Where did you come up with his accent?
I know, dude. There's a few like that. Like, you know, Vince Vaughn and season
I have a
two.
Cosign.
Oh, okay. You tend to have a house guest. Sorry. That scene, that element of it is really weird where the guy's just like, oh, you're gay. Got it. It's like, what?
I mean, for Boston, that's a pretty good interaction.
Sure, I guess that's true.
That was the most progressive thing that ever happened in Boston.
Yeah,
up to that point,
that someone thought someone was gay.
Okay.
Oh, fine.
All right.
Yeah, it's a really good point.
But yeah, True Detective season two is.
I don't even remember the accent.
Everything's paper mache.
He's laying in bed. It's like? No one talks like that in bed,
honey. I was just thinking. Of a metaphor for the whole city.
Shut the fuck up.
Did I tell you this about the creator of True Detective, Nick Pizzolatto?
Yes, he emailed you.
Yeah. Did we talk about this on the podcast?
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, I probably didn't want to talk about it. So like,
this is insane.
It is insane. And I could not feel more proud of this. And I thought of it recently because Allie and I watched Night Country. Season four, which was great, by the way. And he wasn't involved. And she told me, apparently he was involved as an executive producer, which just means he got money for it he didn't work on it. I don't think he did any work on it.
That's my dream gig, man. Truly. I want to executive produce shit.
Yeah, dude. That's right. What's it called? Night Country.
I love because sometimes you'll see an executive producer and you're like, well, you didn't direct it. You didn't write it. You're just like, that all sounds great.
Yeah, I think most DPs don't do anything.
Everything y'all are up to, keep
Thank
going.
You.
I can executive produce every movie in Hollywood.
Walk in the writer's room and just give a thumbs up and then go home.
Good going.
Thank you for the $2 million. So he was apparently like loosely talking shit about True Detective season four in some comments on Instagram or something. And Allie was telling me that the language he was using was really like polysyllabic and like needlessly flowery and dramatic. Mm-hmm. And just, it was weird. And I was like, huh?
Yep.
That's so interesting. Because, so here's the thing. In while True Detective season two was on the air, I watched it. I loved season one. And Vince Vaughn's accent was so like alarmingly bad to me, and I could do it really well. And I forget what it was, but I just started making these videos and posting them on Instagram of me making fun of him. And, you know, my friends loved it. Comedians saw it, but it didn't go viral or anything. I got like 1,000 views a video, maybe, but I posted a ton of them, like 20 or 30 of them. And then I get an email from nicholas.pizzolatto@gmail.com. And at the time, I had been making like fake websites and like pranking my friends. Like,
yeah.
I made a website called gojengert.com, and I put a bunch of photos of Joe Wengert on it. And I like made this identity for this like fake woman who was obsessed with him.
You know?
I made a fake website for Brian Cook called Really, Really Tough Comedian. that I should tell you about later. But and then like as a result, like people would do stuff to me sometimes. So I was like, oh, okay. There's no way Nick Pizzolatto emailed me. One of my friends did this. And one of the reasons I thought that is that it's like a 10 paragraph email.
Right.
That's like so epic and just like flowery language and these big words.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all about how like, yeah, we had a lot of trouble with season two, but we need minds like yours in the writer's room, Dave. We need people like you. So will you join us? Will you take the plunge and be in the writer's room for season three of True Detective? And then he said, signed Nick Pizzolatto, P.S. When's Holy Fuck coming back? And Holy Fuck was my comedy show that I had from 2009 to 2013. It was like the first thing I did that people saw from me. And but you would have to have been there to know about it. And it had been done for like 2 years. So I read this and I was like, OK, this is one of two options. Either Nick Pizzolatto actually did write me this email and he's messing with me. And because there's no way whether he would have put me in the writer's room for True Detective season three or not. He's trying to like big dick me.
Right.
He's trying to be a big dog and like mess with me a little bit. Or the more likely thing is it's my friend pranking me. But either way, the funniest thing to write back, I thought, was just it was a 10 paragraph thing signed Nick Pizzolatto. And I just wrote back, you suck. And I like and then I never got a response ever. And so I showed it to comics and they were like, that was probably him, dude. And I was like, how is that possible, dude? But then again, a friend would have written me back.
And I think that's probably a difficult email to get.
Yeah, dude. I know. And that's why I'm so proud of it. Like, because I really don't want to like, I don't know. I don't want to like go back on how I feel. I don't want
right.
to, I don't want to be like a weasel, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, you have a job for me. Oh, okay. Like, I don't want to do that.
Right. Right.
No matter what. And so I'm glad. And then I was like drunk, like 3 years later or something, telling my friend in Nashville about this and we were laughing and I showed him the email and we read it. And then I was like really drunkenly. I responded, hey man, I'm sorry about this. I didn't realize it was you. I'm really interested in this. Actually, if we could please talk, I would love to work for you. JK, you suck. And they never wrote back to that either. And to
boy.
The, like up until Ali showed me the way he wrote on Instagram, I thought I was just like, it's not him, but it was him.
Yeah, I think it was him. I think that's really funny.
And yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's weird. I don't really know how to feel about it. Like, I, you know, as much as I hated True Detective season two and I was messing with him, I didn't want to tell him
right.
you suck. I don't wish any human being to get from me the energy like you fucking suck and I'm better than you.
Right.
However, pretty funny.
And it's also like, it's just funny that that you can make someone can do an incredible one of the best seasons of TV ever. And then the next thing they do can suck.
Yeah.
And totally. It's just like you're not, you know, superhuman. It's just funny that everyone loved the first one and hated the second one.
I know.
That's just very funny. And I'm sure he was just like, damn, guys, I tried.
I'm sure
it yeah. just didn't work out.
Well, and that's why, like, yeah. I don't know. And also, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was, like, reaching out to me with, like, legitimate regard for me and being like, let's work on me. But I really doubt it. And that's the other reason I don't feel bad. Like, if you email me and you're trying to, like, make me one of your minions, I'm not going to appreciate it, dude.
Yeah.
But writing for True Detective would have been a big deal for me.
No, it would. Well, we got his email.
Season three was great.
Yeah,
let's email him.
Let's email him every day.
It's also funny to think, like, you think of, like, True Detective season one, it, like, blew up. It was huge. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, you know?
Yeah.
And so, obviously, in my head, especially at the time, he was, like, this elevated person. He was, like, yeah. a massive thing. But the way that LA works is that he was probably a writer who knew some other writers and went to a comedy show one night
right,
called
right.
Holy Fuck at a theater that was free at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because that happens. There were people that performed at that, like Nate Bargatze did that show.
Right.
And he would like do 8 minutes in front of 35 people and be like, thanks, dude. And then
that's crazy.
And now he performs for, what did Graham say? 20,000 people a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like at a certain point, you're just, it's going to be everyone will alive.
I know.
that adds up pretty quick.
Yeah, totally.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he just starts doing stand up for people that don't speak English at all. Still selling out arenas.
Yeah. Babies love him. Makes babies laugh.
I wonder how many babies you could get in the same place and just get them to like look at the stage.
Man, dude, a stadium full of babies. That'd be crazy, dude.
You would need a certain amount of adults.
Yeah.
To like be in the aisles, like, all right, don't fall.
Yeah. You definitely need chaperones. I'd say one chaperone. You could at least
get 10,000 babies in a stadium.
Absolutely. 10,000 babies, 1,000 chaperones.
One comedian.
And Nate Bargatze.
No one's done that. It's a pretty good special idea.
The Hit Me Baby One More Time tour. We should take a break.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
That's right.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
And we are the Potato Boys.
Get ready to lay down.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time, dude.
Layer on down. Keep on tipping. Fuck Walter Mondale.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I say it every day.
Yeah, dude.
Every morning I look myself in the mirror and I'm like, Dave, fuck Walter Mondale. Hell yeah, dude.
We're keeping that going.
What's up, sleepers? What's up, Richard Carnes?
Yeah, we love you. We got all kinds of shit going on. Hit that Patreon up.
Oh, yeah, we got a new a patron that we got a shout out. This is actually from like a month ago, and I just missed it somehow. Shout out to Anthony.
That's right, Anthony.
Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. Patreon.com/what's it called. Everybody gets a shout out. There's bonus episodes. There's Discord benefits. Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo, and there's links to follow us on social media and to join our Discord, which is so fun. And we do these renaming every week. We announce something we're renaming that'll get renamed on an episode a few months later. We do it on Twitter and in the Discord if you hate Elon Musk. So get on in there. Do it.
Yeah, and we got stuff to promote, too. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff.
Dude. Yeah, that's right.
In June, we're doing some stuff in May.
Yeah. So this coming week, I am opening for Chris Cresswell, who wrote and recorded the theme song of this show right here. And that is the 24th through the 27th on the East Coast. Links on my website, DaveToTheRoss.com. And then I'm all around Northern California, May 1st through the 4th in Sacramento, Santa Rosa, and the Bay Area. And Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Pittsburgh, and Morgantown, West Virginia from May 15th through May 19th. And then at the end of May, May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and New Orleans, Louisiana, and Caleb is with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good to see us both.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal.
Come see. And also those shows in New Orleans they're on Frenchman Street or like right by Frenchman Street. They're run by Vincent Zambon, which is a really funny comic in New Orleans. And it's just a really great room. And it's so fun every time. I've done it a bunch. Yeah. And then after that, I'm just leading up to my special taping June 22nd, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. at the Gutter. I don't know if tickets are up for that yet, but I think they are.
They better be.
Go to my website, DaveToTheRoss.com. Yeah, I think they probably are.
Who do we got to beat their ass?
Well, we're recording this so far in advance. I
That's
forget.
No excuse.
You're right. You're not wrong. Loveland, Colorado, June 5th. Fort Collins, Colorado, June 6th. Denver, the 7th and 8th. Boulder, Colorado, the 9th of June. Asheville, North Carolina, the 14th and 15th of June. Milton, Pennsylvania, in Central PA, June 19th. And then, of course, June 22nd at the Gutter. Come to all that. And then the day after that, Allie and I, for her birthday, are going to see T-Pain.
Oh,
can't wait.
So
dude.
Check it out, T-Pain. We get tickets up for T-Pain?
Yeah, T-Pain's opening for me at the
check
Gutter.
Check it out.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm doing an entire... auto-tune stand-up special.
Dude, that's dope. Yeah. That would actually be really funny.
It's called Wiscomedy-son.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
no.
it.
We can't do it anymore.
So check me out June 7th and 8th. I'll be at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. Get those tickets now. That'll be really fun. And I'll have some more stuff to promote later. But hey, we got all kinds. It's going to be a good year.
It's going
to
be a good year.
We got new shirts for you in the store. We got old shirts. We got hats, mugs, socks, all your what's it needs. And we got stuff that's like about the show type merch. We have stuff that has nothing to do with anything. It's just funny shit.
Yeah.
Campaign signs.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun campaign signs.
We have really stupid merch. It's great.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun election season. So get one. And I think you should get two election signs because we have ones that say in this house.
We believe
that science is fake.
Women are dumb.
Women is dumb. Love is gay.
And I'm a bitch. And we also have one that just says, I'm a bitch 2024, which I'm a big fan of.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So get a bunch of those and helps us out. It's a fun way to support the show.
Yeah.
And what are we renaming?
The Shark Tank. Dude.
Shark Tank. Now, I love Shark Tank.
Me too. I love Shark Tank.
But it's not fun to love it. So let's make fun of it.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to rename Shark Tank. Everybody get ready.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I got some names.
Yeah, get in there, dude.
The Bear Vault.
Wow. This is dumb as hell.
Oh, it's dumb.
America's Got Products.
The money people.
Yeah, the great billionaire asshole off.
The Barracuda Pit.
Oh, damn, I like Mark Cuban. Interesting.
Rich, mean, cool, and smart and wrong.
Yeah, it's like a gun that teaches you guitar.
The long meeting.
It's a blanket that says I love you.
Evil business.
It's a toothbrush that helps you practice kissing.
Okay, it's Thanksgiving, and this is all we can agree to watch.
It's earplugs that specifically make Green Day quieter.
That's all I got.
You're done? All right. It's a hat shaped like a cat's ass. It's a wallet that flies. It's a whiskey you eat. No, yeah, it turns Bitcoin into human teeth. That's all.
We gotta have a supercut with the Shark Tank logo. Those are great. Yeah, your like insane products are great.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
But we're all of them again. I want to hear the products.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, sharks. All right, today I've got for you. It's a gun that teaches you to play guitar. okay. Yeah. It's basically a blanket that says I love you. It's a toothbrush that helps you practice kissing. It's a hat shaped like a cat's ass. It turns Bitcoin into human teeth. It's a whiskey you eat. It's a wallet that flies. It's earplugs that specifically block the sound of Green Day. And, I'm hoping to get your investment. What we're looking for is $500,000 with an 8%... return. I don't know. What do they say?
It's always something.
And then,
they always come in with the worst. Like, all right. So we have garage door openers. We've sold $800 worth and we're looking for $1 million for 1% of our company.
I know, dude. Yeah.
We're $300 million in debt.
And that's what it is. For an investment of $5 million, you will get a 2% stake in Green Day canceling headphones.
Oh man. But so online, our prompt, our game this week that we do on Twitter and Discord, we let y'all rename Shark Tank, but, if all the sharks are Steve Harvey, and man, that was fun.
Dude, that's a really fun game. Caleb came up with that game. I like it a lot. I'll kick it off. Coming
dude.
In at number 10, Cursed from Birth on the Discord said, Steve Harvey's, I love this bar and grill idea. That's great, dude.
Winslow Domain said, act like a shark, think like a tank.
It was just Austin said, you made Huan?
Foster on Discord said, act like a businessman, think like everyone will forget what Cat Williams said about me.
At Turducken MRE on Twitter said, rich upper lip.
That's pretty good.
That's good, dude.
Darth Plato said, Cat Williams presents a motherfucker who owes everything to me.
A motherfucker who owes everything to me. At Fondle Punch on Twitter said, "Kings of Economy."
Oh, it's good. Super Toe on Discord said, "Millionaire Aquarium."
That's great. At Loki Hates You said, "Now, what the hell do you call this?" with Steve Harvey.
And the Ricochet this week, Larry Bellello said, "Deep pockets."
Yeah, dude.
Pretty good.
That's great.
A lot of fun, man.
Man, we love you all so much. Thank you so much. If you want to help us rename stuff and be a part of that game, at What's a Pod on Twitter, or join our Discord. There's a link forever on our website, whatsacall.rodeo. And yeah, you're just the best. We really appreciate you all.
Keep telling your friends. Keep and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts
or Spotify. Good.
Spotify, give us 5 stars if you can.
Yeah, you and, have to give us 5 stars. There, you can, there's no other.
It really does
stars.
Help. And this is the year, man. We're gonna take over. We're coming for useful idiots. No, what's it called? The whores. Ladies that are something
racist horse.
Racist horse.
Jesus.
What's
whores
the name
was
of
a little
the,
rough, I think, dude. Well,
I can't remember the name.
Worthless,
I know it's like a self-deprecating
worthless
thing.
Clowns.
Yeah, worthless clowns. Okay. I take back the I don't think they're whores.
Obviously.
I couldn't remember if maybe their dude, podcast name.
I'm gonna send
this
to Allie. Allie is going to laugh.
Worthless horse.
Ever. Allie is going to be like, "What?" Dude, she's gonna love it.
We should
it.
Change the name of our podcast to Worthless Horrors.
Worthless Horrors is so. That's like, it's also like, we're obviously kidding. I'm not like whatever, but it's just like a level of the beef that we hadn't hit yet. Like, it goes from like calling them racist idiots.
Racist idiots
is one thing, and being like these fucking whores. It's
like, and for the record, whores. I don't think anyone's a whore. I don't even think prostitutes are whores. That's how it's. I'm like a good guy.
Yeah. Right. No, you are.
Yeah, I don't think any whores
are
whores.
Funny dog. It's all right.
Actual whores are just nice ladies.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You just need to stop talking. I think.
I don't. This is a comedy podcast, and I don't mean what I say.
We were kidding. It's all right.
All right.
Yeah, man. Hey, how about this? You like that?
I told you I didn't like that, Dave. I told you let's not end the podcast with little kisses ever again.
Bye, everybody.
What's it called? What's it called?